In just a minute, Carl sees a plastic surgeon about some rhymoplasty. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Charlie, Michelle Obama, an inspiration to many women, of course, but that inspiration took a tragic turn this week when a woman in Dallas dislocated her shoulder trying to do what?
Wow. Pat Michelle on the back.
No. Michelle wasn't there. This woman didn't so much want to see Michelle as be like Michelle, or at least appear like Michelle.
What? Like pat her shoulders or something? You know, like...
No. She should have stretched before entering the dressing room.
What? It's something to do with getting dressed.
Yes.
I think that she tried to hang up the dress while still wearing it.
No. Basically, I'll just tell you, she dislocated her shoulder trying on a dress that she saw Michelle Obama wearing.
Oh.
Was Michelle still wearing it?
No, Michelle wasn't. That's how, yeah, she was wrestling. Give it to me, you!
Well, how was I wrong then?
Well, the idea was like Michelle Obama wears a dress.
Right.
Okay? It was the rose print sleeveless dress that they were offering at Talbot's. And she runs down there, and there's such a crazy rush
to get
these dresses that she actually, trying to wrestle it on herself, she dislocated her shoulder, like the way that a python would unlock its jaw to swallow a goat. She detached her shoulder to get it into the dress. Her desire for the dress was literally stronger than the bonds between the bones of her skeleton. And this woman will probably not play football again, but she did not stop her from taking home the dress. Quoting a Talbot's spokesperson here, quote, she handed the clerk one of her credit cards and was taken out in a stretcher with the dress on.
With it on.
She would not take it off. The shoulder injury is bad. It's nothing compared to what happens when people mimic Barack Obama style. Police are still looking for a Denver man who went missing inside a pair of gigantic mom jeans. Amy, finally secure with its place in American academia. Harvard University is branching out beyond higher education. What else is it now offering?
Beyond higher education.
Yes.
Harvard.
Drive-through snobbery.
I was actually thinking about food.
Not food. It's a consumer good, but it's not food. You may not be a brainiac, but you can look like one.
High-waisted jeans.
What?
High-waisted jeans?
Okay, in my world, that means you're smart. But no.
In my world, it means you speak with a very high voice.
Pocket protectors.
No, you're close enough, actually. It's clothing. It's a menswear line.
Oh.
So maybe you didn't suck up enough in high school to get into Harvard, but you still want to look like a man who spent $50,000 a year to get classes from overworked teaching assistants while the famous professors get arrested on their front porches. Now you can. According to Women's Wear Daily, the new university-approved Harvard Yard menswear line will include, quote, short-sleeve plaid shirts, Liberty print wovens, seersucker shorts, regimental stripes, sporty knits, pattern jackets, and fancy pants. All in a contemporary tapered fit, unquote.
How about smarty pants?
You get smarty pants, too. Either or both.
Seersucker shorts, like you're not going to get beat up, you know.
Enough.
Right.
If there's some part of you that has not been stuffed in a locker.
By all means.
You buy the pants, the stick that goes up the rear is all separate. It's true, though. This fall, pompous is the new black. Charlie, sure, it's still summer, but this week we read about a musician who's planning a new Christmas album. Who?
Motley Crue.
No. Among the new classics, Tangled Up in Tinsel, and it's all over now,
Bob's
Baby Jesus.
Bob's doing a Christmas album?
Yes, he
Excellent.
Is, Bob Dylan. Imagine the faces of the children this holiday season as you put in Bob Dylan's brand new Christmas album. Mommy, what's wrong with the CD player? My ears. Was I naughty this year, Mommy? According to the blog BullyPulpit.com, Dylan has already recorded at least 4 songs for an upcoming Christmas record. Here Comes Santa Claus and I'll Be Home for Christmas, among them. Plus some new songs he's written especially for it, including It's Okay, Ma, Santa's Only Bleeding, and Subterranean Sick of Eggnog Blues.
Can you just hear him doing Little Drummer Boy? I mean, is that song not annoying enough? Now we gotta hit Billy.
And I play for him. Pum-pum-pum. Me and my drum.
Me and my drum.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out, laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out.